Chapter 3. Abbé de Fontaine, French Pyrenees, 5 p.m. The seneschal comforted his dying master. After ruling the order for 28 years, the old man would soon join his predecessors in heaven. Unfortunately for the seneschal, he dreaded that prospect.
Can you hear me, master?
I'm not gone yet, but soon.
I will miss you.
A smile came to the thin lips.
You have served me well, as I knew you would. That's why I chose you.
There will be conflict in the days ahead.
You are ready.
He was second only to the master. He'd risen fast through the ranks, too fast for some. But death was about to claim his protector, and he feared open revolt might follow.
There is no guarantee I'll succeed you.
You underestimate yourself.
I respect the power of our adversaries.
The doctor confirmed the cancer months ago. His master's tenure had been one of peace, but all that would soon change.
You must prepare.
For what?
He asked.
The conclave. Gather your votes. Remember all I taught you.
I'm not sure I want to be master.
You do.
His friend knew him well.
I have prepared the message. It is there, on the desk.
He knew it would be the next master's duty to study that testament.
The duty must be done, the master said, as it has been done since the beginning.